Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and what a morning I'm having. I don't know what's going on with the energy in the universe, but I am unable to open the chat room, and now I'm unable to open the information for my guest or background, but that's okay. That's okay. Everything is in order. Welcome to the show. For my new listeners, and I'm having so much fun answering emails from new listeners asking me, well, what kind of show, what is it, Reality Spirituality? What the hell does that mean? And I want you to indulge me just for a minute. Just for a minute. Sit back, close your eyes, and remember a time when you've experienced an incredible moment, a moment that is really indescribable, a moment that connected you to the energy that creates worlds, a moment that connected you to the universe. You can feel the power of creation itself. You can feel the power of the universe inside of you. You were centered. You're connected with heaven and earth. When I've had those moments, I, 100% of the time, I just start crying. I don't know why I'm crying, but because I'm so full or I'm so connected, I don't even have the words. But that's the kind of moment I want you to remember. And usually we've had a lot of those moments. Reality Spirituality, this show teaches us how to have more of those moments, how to experience more of those moments, how to stay connected to the universe, how to stay connected to that energy that overwhelms you, that energy that is really who you are. That's what this show is about. The more I am aware, self-aware, the more I live consciously, the more I choose to live connected to the universe, I experience more of those moments. I just had one this morning driving into the studio for no reason. You know, I'm just on the freeway looking around, just feeling full of life itself. And in reality, that's what this life is. There's a lot of illusions. Oh, yes, we have bills to pay. Oh, yes, I'm not feeling good. Oh, yes, unhealthy. Oh, yes, the relationship, blah. Oh, yes, job problems. Oh, homeless, blah. I'm saying all of those circumstances, they're not even real. Yeah, I know. They feel real, don't they? But in reality, what we really are is that we are the universe. We are physical extensions of the universe. And the universe lives through us. And the more it lives through us, the more we realize what is real and what is an illusion. Whew. That's what this show is about. And I'm going to bring on our guest because, like I said earlier, I don't have any of her information. I mean, I have her information, but it's not coming up on the screen. So, Blaze Lerzoni, welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. What an opening. Thank you.
Yes, yes. It's interesting. The longer I live, the more I realize what's important, the more I realize what's real, and the more I realize what this whole life is about. How about you?
Absolutely. This is like my reflective year. I'm turning 49 this year, and so I know 50 is coming. So it's one of those processes of really looking at what's the next decade going to be, and how far I've come to the 50-year mark. Mm. It is really fascinating that I've already begun that journey. I'm still 48, but it feels like it's coming not fast.
You know what?
Reflective journey.
Stop bragging, honey, because I'm in my 50s. I've already passed 50. So, stop rubbing it in that you're still young. No. Listen, this is so interesting. Let me just hit this point about age. And really, who are we without our age? Who are we without our names? Who are we without these, age? What does that really mean? Does it really, mm-hmm. I mean, is that, what? Is it really real or is that an illusion?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yeah. This, I used to have these attachments to so many things that weren't even me. Am I really my age? I mean, is that really who I am? Ooh-wee.
Well, I'm gonna take that, and I'm gonna really share kind of what's
Please.
Been up as you talk about that. It's so funny that you bring this up, and this is what's been up and. My universe. How's that? In terms
I
of
love
what's
it.
Been showing up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably about a year and a half ago now, and I was a speaker at a conference, and one of my friends was also a speaker. And his topic was all about our birth story. And he's a nurse and really someone who believes in spirituality, but was talking about our birth story, the birth story that we were quote-unquote, imprinted with, mm-hmm. and how we may have carried that throughout our lives, maybe transparently to us and very opaquely to ourselves about what that story has been. And so what's fascinating is, I love the Pema Chodron quote about nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And this birth story piece, I've been talking with clients and friends about it lately because it's been up in my universe for about the last 6 months. And just like you said, how old are we really? Many people's birth stories are, quite frankly, sad. They make them feel smaller than who they are. Mm-hmm. And they carry them throughout their lives. And again, the work that my friend does and how he shared this was very, it was mind-expanding for me. What he talked about specifically is, as a woman, we are born with all our eggs, of course. Men have an infinite supply that they're always producing semen and sperm. But women, what the day we're born, we have all our eggs intact. There will never be any more. They will only decrease. And with that, what he talks about is because we had all our eggs when we were born, we were essentially, of course, all of our eggs were gathered in our mother. But also to that, all of our mother's eggs, and because she produced us, we were actually in our grandmother's.
Mm.
And this is his work that he does in the world. And then he also talks about it two more generations the other way, because our offspring and then their offspring will have been, you know, living in our bodies. And so we talk about, his talk was about, you know, maybe things that we might have experienced, you know, 40 years ago, and it's not our experiences, but that we've experienced our grandmother and we've experienced our mother and what they've been through in life, genetically imprinted on who we are. And it was just a fascinating talk that really, it's just so funny that I enjoyed the talk. It was probably with me for a week, and then it faded into the background. And recently, like I said, the last 6 months, it has been really up in my universe. So...
well,
how
so,
old are we really? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love that insight. I even want to expand it a little bit more, because not only are we, you said, the generation grandmothers, we are made from the same stuff that makes this universe. I mean, that's who we really, the same ingredients that creates this world. That's what we are also. I mean, we're even more than just the, but I totally understand what you're saying. It's just, so how is age affecting you? What are you feeling about age? What specifically you?
Specifically me. Well, what I've been working with is my particular birth story, and looking at that throughout the ages that I have been to this point. And I'm also someone who is a certified hypnotherapist, so I do hypnosis with people, and so there, I'm also really curious about past lives and lives beyond, and how we are all interconnected. Because like you said, we are the stuff of the universe, and we really don't, we think we end in our physical body, but indeed we are connected to everyone and everything. And so as I age, I continue to really see and feel, how about that? The word feel is really coming through loud and clear, that I feel into what it's like, not from a, you know, it's from an empathetic and compassionate place, but it's more than that. It's more than that. It's really noticing the interconnectedness on a deep, deep level.
With everyone?
With everyone and actually everything.
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
It is overwhelming some days. It is overwhelming some days, yeah.
Whew. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming, but then at the same time, it's also calming. It's also,
yeah.
It also brings, for me, I can only speak for myself, brings me a lot of peace that I am united with everything. I am a part of everything, and there's no division. Now, when my ego tries to make a division, because I show ain't my mother, but but yes, I am. You know, I really don't think I'm this person. I really don't think that I'm one of my coworkers. Hell no, I can't be. mm-hmm. but in reality, I am. And it's just staying connected and being and living consciously as opposed to separate.
Yes, and when we realize that what separates us is our physical form, but it's not a separation at the same time,
mm-hmm.
then things begin to open up, because like you said, you know, you're not your mother, you're not your coworker, you're not your partner, you're not your child, you're not your grandchild, you know, you're not the rock on the street or the tree in your front yard. But when you really look at it, you begin to notice, well, you know, we all like to be seen, heard, and acknowledged. So inanimate objects, I would think a rock would like to be admired. A tree would like to be heard. Perhaps it has things to say if we're willing to listen, just like people. And mm-hmm. I find in the work that I do with people, what I talk about is people who want to create custom-fit businesses and soul-based lives in which they bring in their whole self to their business. For those kind of people, too, it's really all about being seen, heard, and acknowledged. Yeah.
Okay, because that's really interesting. But you know what? We have someone that wants to chime in on the conversation, and let me bring her on live. And I didn't even introduce you or give you or any of your background, but we're going to get to that before the show is over. How's that?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hold on a second. Let me bring you on. Bray, what's your first name?
It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
I was going to ask you about past lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they affect us currently in our current lives.
Well, based on my teachings and learnings, they do. They do, because that we've been here and we've experienced other things and many times. I mean, but that's my experience. My question would be to you, what do you believe? What do you believe?
That's a good question. I mean, I've been hearing lately that I've had, you know, thousands of lives, different lives, and some of them were very hard to go through. And I just find that very difficult to take, because there was so much suffering.
So is this life full of suffering?
A little. Like, I recently had back surgery for the second time.
I knew that was you, Kathy.
You did?
Yeah. I knew that was you because of the question, number, a little bit of the memory of the name, but then I also, you asked me that same question and I gave you a different answer, but keep going with your suffering. Go ahead.
Okay. It's just, it's not the perfect life. I probably would like to create a different life.
That's fascinating. So what if part of life, you know, following a Buddhist practice, so to speak, what if life is suffering? And at the same point in time, you'd like to create a different life. Today's your day.
Mm-hmm.
Today's your day to create a different life.
You're right.
But can you change your back pain at this very instant moment and make it magically, mystically disappear? Maybe. I don't know the answer to that. Only you do. But today's the day to look at it differently. Today's the day to say, I suffer. Everyone else in the world suffers. We never get all the time what we want, in the timing that we want it. But when we look, and we really look, I mean, from a spiritual standpoint, we all learn those lessons, you know, kind of like Pema Chodron quote that I shared at the top of the show, nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. So what do you need to know? What do you need to know to make today your day? Today to make, what do you need to know to shift it?
Yeah.
Just ask. It'll come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because every day I do. I don't know, what is my purpose, you know?
So I'll invite you to ask your back. Ask your back. Why is it here? Why is their back? Let's not even call it pain. Why is your back talking to you right now? What does it want you to notice? What is the lesson that it wants to teach you in this very moment? Not 2 hours from now, in this very moment.
It's saying to slow down.
To slow down. Is there more? Ask. Is there more?
Be patient.
So, interesting piece. I met someone recently who actually shared an article with me about his philosophy was, rather than being patient, because so many of us are told to become patient, become present instead.
Oh, I like that.
So present in the very moment. So I'm going to ask you, right now, how does your back feel on a scale of like 1 to 10 in terms of pain, 10 being the highest? Where's your back?
Well, it's probably close to a 10 because, like, my stitches came out yesterday, and I am just, like, ready to crawl out of my skin.
Isn't that fascinating? I'm ready to crawl out of my skin, okay? And I want you to juxtapose that against what you just said. Your back is inviting you to slow down and to be patient. And I reframed it into presence. So if you can slow down just the smallest, itty-bittiest, micro nanosecond. Just slow down and realize, oh, that's what my back is just asking me. Slow down and have a little bit more patience.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your back if there's something else it needs to tell you, because it's really giving you great messages, by the way.
It's saying I'm not hearing the messages I should be hearing.
Okay, so you're not hearing the messages. Now, maybe they're coming in a language you don't understand yet. Maybe there's a pushback to the messages that you're receiving. Maybe you just don't want to do them, or maybe, you know, there's many, many answers. There's many, many answers that you're not receiving. So do you think your back is talking to you in a should type of a should? It's almost like a shaming kind of voice. It's
yes.
Almost like, you should be better than this, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You think
I hate that word should. I hate that word should. I don't use that word should. I've eliminated it from my vocabulary. I have eliminated it.
Yeah,
but
so
what a great question.
Do you think your back is shooting on you?
Yes, it is. That's good.
So
Thank you.
So just get curious. Why is your back, you know, treating you like a small child, perhaps, and saying, you should not do this, young lady. Why is your back doing that for you right now? Ask it why it's using the word should. And maybe shaming you a little bit.
Kathy?
Yes.
We're going to let you sit with that for a little bit, okay? Keep listening, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yes, sit with that, sweetie.
Okay.
Ooh-wee! You know, that's so interesting. First of all, Blaze, I love the way that you communicate. We're so different. I'm so different than you. I'm more of a... You know, just, and I love the way you deliver your message. I just want to tell you that I love the way you deliver it. It's so loving and so insightful and just so gentle and so kind and compassionate. So I'm giving you strokes for that, giving you a high five, giving you a standing ovation for that.
Well, thank you. I have one of my clients who framed it very well for me in words that I can understand. She says, I call it fierce compassion. And she said, you are extremely compassionate and very loving and very kind, but she said, you really go in and you do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do feel like I do, because I know Kathy's back has a message for her, and I know right now, even though she's still listening, it's still talking to her. So even, you know, while she's listening to us, I'm just going to invite her to continue to tune into her back because it's got a message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I
think because
we are all related, you know, let's go back to that part. Because we're all related, you know, empathetically, perhaps both you and I are feeling something in our backs. We're having compassion for her. And just like we have compassion for, you know, other people in our lives, maybe, you know, empathy or a true, like, oh, I've experienced that too. We have had similar experiences. We've all felt pain. We've all felt suffering.
Okay, you're just opening up a new can of worms, and I don't know if we discussed this before, but my whole, you know, Kathy said something about purpose. What's my purpose? And I've spent most of my life looking for my purpose. Where is my purpose? I know that if I find my purpose, I'm going to be happy. What is my purpose?
Uh-huh.
And my purpose or my destiny, this is just me, no one else, is to be an example of the universe, which means what does the universe feel? What is the universe?
Mm-hmm.
Is the universe compassionate?
Mm.
Now I have to say no.
Mm.
I have to say no only because this is just me, only because there's so much, as we said earlier, suffering, which is something that I don't believe in. Suffering is only when, for me, only me, not talking about anyone else, is when I resist reality. That's when I
suffer.
Yeah, and so then back to the compassion. Thanks for agreeing with that one. The compassion. Now, I'm not saying that I am, you know, can look at someone but does the universe show compassion? I go back to the animal world where, you know, if a penguin is born and one is, you know, two penguin in one family, and there's one that's larger and stronger, well, the other one is just left for dead.
I mean
all the stuff that's going on and that goes on, is the universe compassionate?
Okay, so I think about that animal that's left for dead, and we know that it would have a difficult time in the world. And maybe the compassion is letting it, is its ultimate death. And it's opportunity for the mother to get pregnant again and have another baby. Maybe it's the compassion is maybe mourning the loss. Maybe the compassion is it becomes something else. Maybe food for another animal in the nature world.
Right, right. So, yeah.
So is that compassion? I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's just an order of things, and there
yeah.
and compassion is a man-made concept, feeling, emotion. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it's a man-made feeling and emotion and concept.
Yeah, but we do know, we do see in the animal kingdom, in the example that you just gave, the animal, the mother would mourn. The mother would grieve, and she would need time to grieve. We are all part of, we are animal. We are spirit, of course, too, but we are animal.
Mm-hmm.
And, that mother would grieve for the loss of her child.
Okay. Now, there are certain animals that I've seen that they, you know, show on the Discovery Channel that grieve, and there are.
Oh, yeah, and
I mean, do we really know? Do we really know that the animal is grieving? Do we really know that all?
No, because
yeah.
some of them would take a few moments and then eat it.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's just, I don't know. I just, it's, yeah.
Oof. I think it's us, as you know, we're trying to, we try to make sense of our lives. You know, nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. So maybe we're constantly seeking answers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're constantly wanting to learn. What can it show us? Maybe that's part of the process.
True, true.
And your decision may be different than mine or Kathy's.
Yes.
All
that's
valid.
The other thing. The other thing I say on the show is we're all as different as our fingerprints. It's interesting. I've come to the conclusion that the universe is illogical. I mean, illogical so that I can't, I mean, I don't understand everything. I can't understand it in my limited, I mean, the weight, listen, just like, my life, I would not have designed it exactly the way it's unfolding. I'm sure Kathy would not designed hers the way it's unfolding. I don't know about you. Maybe yours is unfolding perfectly.
No, I would have unchecked that box.
Yeah. So exactly. So it's very illogical. But but what I do know is that everything that happens to me is happening for my betterment. Everything that happens to me is happening for my evolution and for my growth and for my good and all of that and for my lessons. So I know all of that, but would I sit up here and plan it the way that it's been planned? Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. Give us a little bit background information, because first of all, your background, your beginning is just off the chart.
So my beginning is I was born and raised in Ohio, and I followed the whole mindset of I was a child of the 70s. And so the 80s were on when I graduated college, and I, of course, went into a business field. I was actually in the retail world for 20 years. I was a corporate executive for a top 500 retailer, and I actually managed 42 stores in Northern California, Nevada, and the great state of Minnesota. And what happened was in 2003, I was diagnosed out of the clear blue sky with cancer, and no one in my family at that point had ever had cancer. And I was only 38 years old. And I called my boss from my oncologist's office, and I said, I love you, because I do. He's an amazing man, and we still keep in touch and talk and update and what's going on. But I told him, I said, I don't think I really need to slow down. and take care of myself. I was a workaholic. My husband and I don't have children, and we've been together now 25 years, married. And I was really engrossed in my career. Like I said, I had a high-level job. And so what happened was, when I was diagnosed with cancer, there were some signs and some symbols that had snuck in ahead of time that I was really pushing away and ignoring. And I love the part that Oprah talks about, you know, if you don't really listen, the whispers get louder until basically it hits you over the head. That was my cancer. It was a sign for me to slow down and really come into being. But what was happening is I was getting some intuitive signs and signals from the universe, quite frankly, that I was interconnected to things. I mean, really interconnected to things, so much so that I went through all my cancer diagnosis, and what had happened at the same point in time was my husband and I were trying to get pregnant. So I had had surgery, and they actually found the cancer afterwards. So what they said to me was, we need to do radioactive iodine. I have thyroid cancer at that point. We'll need to do radioactive iodine. That means at 38, you're done. You can't have children. So no children, no job, and cancer. My world literally fell apart. It really did. I got the help from Eastern and Western medicine, and it took me time to heal. But during that time, what I really, you know, focused on me and my healing. And what I found is now I can take that and help other people with their lives. I have 2 coaching certifications. I have a writing certification. I'm working on finishing up a 2nd writing to heal certification using poetry and short story and just writing in general. So what I do now with my clients is I combine these 20 years of corporate retail experience with this deep spiritual work that I've been doing. And when I was, I really didn't understand any of my intuitive abilities until my cancer diagnosis. That's when it started coming in. So I kind of meld that all together, talk about the lessons we need to learn in life, talk about becoming who we really are. You know, I can see myself on this progression, how I just keep becoming more me. And I had this quote, you know I love quotes. I have a quote on my altar for so many years that it says, it's actually, all that the human experience is about the journey toward wholeness. And what I realized is I'm really whole. Every person is really whole.
Yes.
It's about integrating all of who we are, even though when you look at it, you're like, how can you do, now I'm calling myself a business strategist. So how can I be a business strategist and also have this intuitive side and use all these spiritual gifts? Well, how can I not? Because that's who I am. So that's what I help people do, too, to discover who they are and bring it all in. Bring it all in, because I want them to be fully seen, heard, and acknowledged, what we talked about before in the world. So that's my history.
You know what I love? One of the, it's this know yourself, be yourself is so important. It is everything. It is everything. I find for me, I was, or pretended to be, without knowing I was even pretending to be somebody that I wasn't, to be, but see, getting back to, it's no one's fault that we're like this. It's no one's fault. It's only all of the conditioning. It's all of the things that we've learned, you know, conditioned, brainwashed, taught, and my parents didn't know any better. Society doesn't, you know, I really believe that everything is going to evolve and we're going to just evolve into this conscious community. Who knows how long it's going to take or when it's going to take, but getting back to the individual,
who are you?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that I frame this for you. The consciousness is already happening. because there's people like you who are doing shows like this to talk about it. It's real. It's here.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Now. Will it build? Absolutely. So I just want to acknowledge that and say thank you.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. I want more. I want more conscious people. I want to take over. I want a movement. I know everything is in perfect timing. But
so I interrupted about knowing yourself and being yourself.
Yes, knowing yourself and being yourself and being able to be yourself without this wanting to please or caring what anyone else thinks or you know any of that and just being okay. I mean, listen, the bird could care less about what the other bird thinks about them. And just getting in that state is really important.
Yeah.
We have another caller.
Go ahead,
Blaise.
I was just going to say it takes time, and I think and it takes energy to look at it and to look at those stories that might be holding us back. It might be you know, some stories we've been carrying with us for a long time, that it's time to say, today's the day. Today's the day I'm letting those go. They don't serve me anymore. So, yes, let's hear from our other caller.
Yeah, our other caller. But the question is, how do we let it go? How do we let the stories go?
It's a practice. It's about staying in the moment, staying in the body, I'll speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it really is a practice, quite frankly, of staying in the body. And what I notice, and I've been doing, I was diagnosed with PTSD during my cancer diagnosis, and I've been doing some really incredible work for about the last 2 years with someone who's a specialist in PTSD. And what he's really taught me is the body has memories of things that weren't completed from long ago. We just hold it in muscle memory. But as we work with the body, we notice the body can settle. And after 90 seconds, if the body hasn't settled, it ends up in some type of trauma. And the trauma typically cycles. It's kind of like, you know, an engine that goes, you know, it goes higher and it goes lower. But what he keeps teaching me is staying. And as I stay in the body and really, you know, feel around in there, I notice there that the pain lessens or the feeling subsides just a little. Not to say it's not going to come back, but it'll be different. And so it's all about staying in the, having presence and staying in the body. A lot of people escape their bodies. I'm one of them. Some people, you know, really inhabit. If we go back to fight, flight, or freeze, I'm somebody who either freezes or runs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily fight, just as a person.
That's very interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. And it's interesting that we just talked about knowing yourself, and you said, well, I know that I'm this type. And that's what I mean. You know, who are you?
Yeah.
The awareness of who you are and the awareness of who you are is the first step. And then the question is that really me? Am I really? just because I did it yesterday, mm-hmm. is that really who I am today?
Yep, and as women especially, I always share with my female clients, of course, you have the right to change your mind. Men already know they have the right to change their mind, but women, we need to be reminded sometimes. You always have the right to change your mind.
That is the best. Changing your mind is the best, even if you make a commitment. You know what? I'm going to call you at 5 o'clock, and then, you know what? Change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that, changing your mind. Oh, I love it. Okay, we're going to our next caller, and I think I recognize this number, but let's see. Hold on a second. Area code 780. Good morning. You're on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hey, Rebecca. It's Jay Cullen. How's it going?
I knew it was you, Jay. Welcome again. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's up?
I just listened to your conversation. I just like the Blaze saying, you know yourself, and go like, oh, that's interesting. I watched a movie like that where it says know yourself. I think it was in Latin. I think it was called The Matrix. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered, you know, I think we have a lack of information on actually what our body does and how it integrates with our mind and our perceptions and things like that. And I think we're kind of trying to figure out the way back again that, who we are. And just, I don't know if it's enough information or, practice, but, a lot, the ancients were a lot advanced spiritually and physically than we are today. And now we're just almost like walking the zombies in a way of how we're so easily our minds are manipulated by media or the ball game that's going on this weekend. So
let me stop you right here because you know me and this is not about generalizations. Let's talk about Jay. Is that who you are?
Well, no, because I had to open my eyes and for myself it's like in situations where conversation or something is important, or if I get into one where, do I react or respond in that moment? Fight or flight. So that's how I look at things too. So
who are you, Jay? Who are you, my sweetheart? Who are you? Who are you?
Well, it's always a continual journey. So I don't know all of me. Just get the
Who are you in this? Who are you in this moment? Who are you in this moment? I want to know who you are in this moment.
I'm in a person who's inquiring about questions and listen to your conversation.
You're curious.
Blaze. He's a curious guy. Inquisitive.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, how are you supposed to actually grow if you don't be inquisitive and ask questions? Always ask questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your come from.
Yeah.
That's where you come from. That's part of your come from.
Yeah.
Because other people might say, I'm just going to sit here and be a sponge, and they're going to anoint my forehead with oil, and I will listen and just absorb. But see, here you have a different way of being. You're saying, let's ask questions. Let's create some conversation. Ooh, even if it's a lively conversation, we don't all agree. Woohoo, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that, that's maybe the way you learn best. Are you like someone who's very physical? Do you live in your body a lot? Do you work out? Do you run?
Well, actually, I do meditation and yoga, actually, is my physical exercise. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Okay, so do you feel like you inhabit your body a lot?
Meaning, what do you mean
like,
by that?
I like to say I live about, a short distance from my body kind of thing. Some days I'm not quite in it, and that's part of my practice is to come back into my body. And it sounds like you live in your body a lot. So do you think you live more in your body or in your head? How's that for a question?
Oh, okay. More in my body then. Because, even at work, people don't understand what I do because sometimes I just go on instinct and just go do it, but they can't figure out that, hey, you're doing it because you can do anything you want. Well, no, there's a bigger plan, and I maybe foresee in a future which I cannot describe to you, and that always comes out in a positive way. But for me to explain that to my coworkers about that would be losing them. So, what I'm saying? It's like, okay, why are you doing that? Yeah, so it's it always happens. Seems like it happens that way for a reason.
Do you have a sneaking suspicion about where your curiousness, inquisitiveness, treasure cat, so to speak, lives in your body? Do you know the chakras, so where would it live?
Yeah.
In your body?
Well, it would actually live more in my, well, actually two places, more of the heart than anything else.
Uh-huh.
If you've been to the situation, my Ajna, or the eyebrow chakra,
uh-huh.
that it would actually tingle, and that would actually, why is it that tingling? So.
You physically feel the tingling when you have a question, when you're ready for inquiry?
Yeah, I actually do in my more of my eyebrow chakra. So
talk about knowing yourself, dude. That is so cool. Wow, that's powerful.
That's so interesting. Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead. It took a long time for me to get there. I mean, I was actually in my head when I first started. I was reading lots of books, and I just got buried in it, you know. I just started doing the practice more and more and more. But you know, stuff comes up here and there, you know. I think it's more of a practice than anything else. I find than anything else. Practice.
Well, I want to ask you, when's the last time you've been irritated?
Oh, actually, it was. I think last week where I couldn't stand it, I had to talk to the boss about something. And I said, I had to stand up for myself, actually. And
What happened?
Yeah,
tell me what happened. You know this is my thing. Tell me what happened. Irritated.
Well,
go ahead. You got to stand up for yourself.
I was really actually, well, it's been actually happening over a year, and actually I saw a pattern of harassment from one of my coworkers, and said, I got to do it. I have to, it was hurting my, I was getting anxiety because my chest was actually collapsing in a way, it was actually getting tight. So I said, no, it's going to affect my health. I'm not going to do it. I can't do anything about it more. I've got to talk to someone about this and do something about it. So I had a good talk with my boss, and he talked to the coworker. He said something about, I don't know what he said, but it shifted the whole energy of the workspace now. So it's more fun and lively, even though it's chaos going on with the renovation. So, yeah, I find that it's a lot better now. So I guess see how long it lasts, but... That kind of threw me off.
Huh? So what? Be specific. So somebody was bothering you, or somebody, you know, somebody was bothering you. One person, and then you didn't, and you let it go for over a year. Is that what you're saying? I mean, I don't.
Yeah. What happened is a number of events that I recorded, and I said to myself, it's not going to happen this year. It's not going to, I got some other things to do. And as I said, if this pattern repeats and I've got to record it, if I see repetition of two or three times, I've got to, it's affecting my health. I report it and I said, you know, this is not happening anymore.
Okay.
Happen.
So, yeah. So you switched what you allowed to happen for over a year. Then you're like, okay, no, I'm taking care of myself now. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. So, you know, it's affecting my health now. It's like, it's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to be in that workspace anymore. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Blaze?
Just part of the process. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know.
Yeah, as well, you know, standing up for myself, too. So, yeah, it's not going to
happen
anymore and shift the energy. So, yeah.
Yeah, and some of us need more time to know things. Some of us, you know, we might need decades.
Tell me about it. Decades,
and
please.
Other people, they need seconds, nanoseconds, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I want to just add to you said, you know, you're standing up for yourself. I want to also say that what you're doing is you're taking care of yourself, and you're becoming, you know, you're being your own best friend. Like I say at the end of the show, be your own best friend.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
It really sounds like too. You know, when you know exactly where inquiry is coming from, so where's that part of you that some part, okay. There's collecting evidence, you know, so I bet there was inquiry from you, you know, for a while about the situation, but you weren't the person that just exploded. You were the one that was collecting evidence that, oh, wow, look, this is my belief. I'm going to write this down, or I'm going to record this in some way, shape, or form before I communicate with others. Just notice.
Yeah. also shifted energy because I wouldn't get involved I would actually get really mad before. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I was talking to somebody on a health life coach, and I said, what do you do to shift the energy? He says, give me an example. He says, well, you're not doing that right. And he would reply, you know, thanks for letting me know, or thanks for sharing. So I started doing that, and the person didn't like it. The person actually got madder, and I didn't do anything. I was like, I just continued on with my stuff. So, yeah. Because I wasn't going to be pulled into the energy, right? So,
yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jay, for calling. I love that you're a regular listener. You know how much I love you, and I love the way that you add to the show. Thank you for adding to the show today.
Yeah, it's great. Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for a great guest, Blaze, and thanks so much, Rebecca.
Okay.
Great.
Talk to you
soon.
Ooh-wee. A lot of good stuff. One of the things oh my gosh, just the way you put this, just the way you phrased it, collecting evidence. Oh my God. How beautiful is that? Collecting evidence. 2 years ago, I would have said, you're wasting time. But no, it is collecting evidence. And we're all so different. I love that. I love the way you phrase it. So loving. Collecting evidence.
And it depends, you know, I'll tell you, some days, there'll be days when I'm like, you're wasting time, let's move. Yeah. And so it's just noticing we're all moving, we're all shifting. I wonder how Kathy's back is doing right now.
Well, Kathy dropped the line, so she's not listening right now, or maybe she's listening without calling in, maybe she's listening, you know, but she's not. But you know what? Honestly, we're all on our own journey. We're all on our own journey of discovery, and just knowing that is 100% of the puzzle.
It is
not 100%. Let's just say a big part of a percentage.
It is. Well, thank you, Kathy, for calling in. If you're listening, and thank you for listening to your back. So, because when she listens to her back, because we're all connected, we all get the benefit.
Mm-mm. You know, I don't have a lot of time left. We only have a couple minutes left, but it's interesting you're talking about living inside and outside of your body. I'm an exercise instructor, been for over 30 years, and it's interesting, inside or out of my body, I'm going to have to say that I've used my body and used it and used it and used it and used it, and now it's getting tired of me using it.
Oh, no.
It's really getting tired of it. It's talking back. So I've got to meditate on that and ask the universe what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find me at www.blazeabrilliantpath.com. So it's Blaze, and the last name is Lazzaroni. And you can find me all over social media. I'd love to connect. I'm on just about every piece of social media, and love to know you more and learn more about who you are and where you're headed in this life, what you're learning about yourself. How's that?
I love that. Thank you so much, Blaze. Thank you so much for being on the program. Again, one of my favorite returning guests, and I want to just say thank all of you for listening to Reality Spirituality. We are live every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Tomorrow we have a fabulous guest as well. He is, I don't have any of my information in front of me, so just go online. I believe his name is Carl. It might be John. Anyway, he is going to be able to, you call in, and he's going to be able to connect you with people that have passed on, and he is the best. Connect you with anyone that was in your life, past loved ones that are on the other side, call in for that reading. And you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Again, we are physical extensions of the universe. We are the universe. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to to an unhappy journey. Be patient. Be kind. Be loving to yourself. Be your own best friend. And listen to Reality Spirituality, and I will connect with you again tomorrow, 7 a.m., Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get reality, spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you gonna feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.